Welcome everybody, Shir number 1205, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos in the writing of Shir number 358. Okay, so moving along in Hilchei Drachim, when one is eating or drinking as a traveler, just going through various different halachas over here, we're going to talk about, I want to make a separate shir of it, but you have the bracha rishayna, bracha achrayna, the bracha before, bracha after, and again, the case in time where it's a real holchei drachim, you're driving or whatever the case is. So as far as the bracha rishayna, in general, the time frame wouldn't make much of a difference, but the problem is that the after bracha could be lost very easily. So one has to be careful to keep track. If you go, not to go more than, with drinking for sure, not more than a half hour, but the effort up to 72 minutes in drinking and in eating, not to go more than 72 minutes in between bites or sips or whatever the case is, once they had the shear or just in general, you know, as long as they had the shear along the way, at some point they can make a bracha achrayna, but they have to continue eating and drinking the drinking for sure within a half hour, and you can go up to 72 minutes. Okay, but we'll talk about that. I just wanted to make it, bring out the point. People should be clear with that. If one staka started drinking or eating in one location and then they decided to go on the way, this would not have a halacha as a traveler. In other words, there's two different ways. We're going to see two different ways of looking at it. You could be, I could be putting on my, sort of like putting my, on my jacket, getting ready to go, right? And I'm waiting for the car service, or I'm just, getting my coffee ready. In the meantime, I make a shahakal right before I step out the door, sort of. It doesn't have to be right before you step out the door, but I'm on my way out and I have a mind to go. So that would be good as far as holchei drachim. But one has to be careful, then that would even count if one made the bracha in their office or in the house, whatever the case is, they're about to leave. But if one is drinking a coffee, let's say, or somebody's eating a bag of potato chips, and then they change, then they decide to leave, right? Or they're doing it bekavias, as they say. They don't have intention to leave. Maybe I will leave, maybe I won't leave, I don't know, a little bit later on. I don't know when I'm going, but in the meantime, I'm eating, in the meantime, I'm drinking. So that would not be holchei drachim. Okay, so we have to keep that in mind. That will not be a holchei drachim. Now that bracha, they would talk and need a new bracha when they get outside. It's a totally different change of location. It's just like you would leave your house in general, right? Like if I'm eating inside of my house and then I decide to, go the three blocks down to my friend, basically as soon as I get outside, it's over. It cuts off the bracha. And now I'll be going to my friend, but the cutoff is when a person leaves, when they leave the house, because of the fact that it was a kavias. I was eating in my house, I was drinking in my house, and that's it. Now I decide to leave. So the same thing by holchei drachim. So one has to be careful that if they take a start or eating, drinking, or go, of course, we're talking about a case of time, shahakal, eats or a hoadama. So if one started eating or drinking in one location, then they decided to go on the way to go travel, whatever, they decided to go to work or go to their friend, but they're going to be traveling. That's the point over here. They would have to, they would not have the halachas of holchei drachim of a traveler, and the new bracha would be needed. Since the original, they originally started by eating in a specific location, and only then they changed their mind. However, if one is about to leave, like we said, in other words, these are two different ways of looking at it. However, if one is about to leave their location, Ramosha brings this down, that others bring it down also. And in other words, they're on the way, and they start to eat or drink something, and they wish Taka to continue. In other words, they have a mind to continue eating or drinking on the way. Shahakal, the Shahakal Adama, or Ha'ez, the coffee, let's say, or big potato chips, whatever the case is, and they wish to continue eating on the way. They're just mamish, as they say in English, sort of like one foot out the door, right? Then they would be considered to have a halacha of a traveler. It would be a real holchei drachim, even though they are still in the house. Rabbanan, we mentioned a few times, Rabbanan brings down a case when somebody's waiting for an Uber. Let's say they have to go to the airport, right? They're waiting for the Uber, whatever. I have my jacket on. So in the meantime, I'll take my coffee. It could take 10, 15 minutes till the Uber comes. He could come any second. I'm ready to go. Finish. I make my shakal. I'm ready. I'm ready to roll. So even in such a case, it will be good enough whereby that will be a real holchei drachim because I'm ready to go and just waiting for the Uber to come. So that's the bottom line. Since the reason is, so just to end off, the reason is that since one never actually set themselves in a place to eat a drink, a new bracha is not required because it's all part of Olchei Drachim upon changing the locations. One would now have the status of a traveler even before they actually left the house because there was no kavias. In other words, the original bracha was made without a kavias, without an establishment of eating and drinking, and they're going to be going on the way. So that would also help. Just to bring it down from the Dizabrot on the quoting Rav Weissenfeld in the Sefer, page 51 and page 69, and others also. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.